Today is June 29th, and this is my first day at Wave Farm on a week-long residency. Throughout this residency, I'm going to create 7 audio installations, and these installations are using data from space as their source material, as well as information from space as artistic inspiration and muse. These installations are going to be presented in a variety of ways. I'm going to be using geolocative audio techniques to place various installations and sound files around the Wave Farm site for audience members to find with their own digital devices. I'm also going to be having physical installations which people can interact with in the site itself in the physical space. The concepts for some of the installations were developed when I proposed this residency, and some of them are kind of percolating in my mind and are going to develop during this week while I walk around the space and develop them in response to the Wave Farm site. One of the ideas that I came into this project with quite fully formed in my mind was creating a sonification of the rings of Saturn and then pressing this sonification onto a vinyl disc. I thought the parallels between the grooves on a vinyl disc and the rings of Saturn was such a beautiful poetic idea, and it really engaged me on a conceptual and a scientific level. The Saturn sonification was the first piece I created for 7 Songs for 7 Planets, and it involved me using my own custom-built digital tools to take images of Saturn's rings and run those through an FFT filter, which allowed me to basically play back the image files as sounds. I also used this tool as a filter, and I used it to process recordings of radio waves taken by the Cassini spacecraft. The sonification also includes information about Saturn's largest moons, and this is based off their orbital periods and their rotations. As a vinyl disc, you can play this sonification on a standard record table, but I also wanted to create something that I could place as an artifact within the Wave Farm site. My plan is to create a simple kinetic turntable using naturally sourced materials around the site of Wave Farm, so people can come and play back the record through spinning it themselves. Back in my studio, I created several prototype hand-spun turntable playback devices just to test out if this was possible. It's certainly a little bit of a lo-fi way of playing back records, but you get an interesting sound palette in itself. This largely comes from the amount of human control over the disc. The fact that you're spinning the disc by hand means there's quite a large variability in the playback rate. I'm also using a makeshift stylus made out of a pin, so it's certainly not as sensitive as a proper stylus. And over time, this also degrades the record by creating scratches. One of the first things I did when I got to the Wave Farm site was walk around and look for materials that I thought would be interesting in building this turntable device. I then built a new test turntable in the Wave Farm studio, and I'll be developing it during the course of this week. I tested this prototype using a vinyl record of assorted piano music. At this point, I was most interested to see that the player was working and that I was getting sound. This also means that I don't have to accidentally damage the Saturn sonifications until I've got the player ready for their performance.